You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Uh-oh, Daisy Dozen's home from summer school, and she's all excited again.
Pa, we've got a public speaker in the family.
You mean Ma?
No, me. I just won our home economics class debate. Aren't you proud, Pa?
Indeed I am, daughter.
Look, Pa, we resolved that wash day can be easy. I have the affirmative. I said, teachers, classmates, wash day can be easy with Dove. It's a new kind of soap, and Ma says Dove does everything in our wash.
Nice short speech, Daisy.
That's just the beginning, Pa. I said, Dove does overalls, towels, rayons, everything. Then I looked at my opponent, that's Ermentrude, and I said, my opponent will say scrubbing's hard work. She's right. But Dove gets the dirtiest overalls clean without hard scrubbing. Why, Ma says you don't have to bother with a bar soap anymore because Dove does the job all by itself.
You sound just like your Ma, Daisy.
And Ermentrude got red the beat. She was so jealous. Then I said, Dove gets towels really white. It's famous for sparkling white washes. Then I paused.
For breath?
No, all speakers pause. Then I said, Dove gives longer life to the pretty colors you wash, yet it can't be beat for getting dirty clothes clean. Therefore, for easy wash days, get Dove. They clap, Pa.
Even Ermentrude?
No, she busted out crying. The teacher said I won. Gee, Pa, Dove is grand.
Yep, Dove does everything.
Well, Pa, Dove does everything in the wash, anyway. Why, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Dove gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Just try Dove, D-U-Z. It does everything in the wash. And now the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg has a lifelong reputation as a friend who can be relied on to help out when troubles come. And what gives Molly her courage is her firm belief in the essential goodness of human nature. It's her feeling that if we keep the world right, people will be right in it and live correctly. However, Molly applies her rule everywhere, and this time the application is to one weak and one hard character. The man in the case is George, and the girl is George's wife, who first came to the Goldbergs posing as Molly's daughter-in-law. Grace still doesn't know that Molly is in on her secret, and Molly is holding off the revelation in an attempt to set Grace straight. The medium is George. Listen.
Rosalie, come quickly, help me squeeze.
That's enough already, Ma.
Please, what means enough? It would be a little bit of lemonade left, so what? Come here, darling, quickly, taste.
Ma.
Don't Ma, taste. So see if it's too sour or sweet, or too, or what?
Who's going to be at the meeting, Ma?
Everybody. Everybody who is interested in delinquency
and,
of children.
And you're still going to permit George to keep all the checks everybody is sending? Ma, you're only going to...
Too sour, too sweet, too what?
I don't want to taste it, Ma.
Taste?
I don't want to, Ma.
Rosalie, look at me.
Ma, you look at me and you listen to me.
I am not going to cancel the meeting now. It is too late. Everybody's on their way over. And even if I could, I wouldn't. And final, and don't progress further on the same subject.
This is one thing that you're going to regret, Ma.
What will I regret? What will I regret? Getting the people of Lastonbury interested in the responsibility they have to the young people?
You know I don't mean that.
You don't mean that, so what do you mean? Jay?
Jay.
Come here, sweetheart, darling. Come here, my sweetheart, my own. Taste the lemonade. Sour or sweet?
Sweet or sour, I'm not tasting.
See who's on the telephone.
If the telephone rings again,
yes,
I...
please.
Hello?
If they want to, say yes.
It's Birdie.
No.
Yes.
Please.
Let me.
Molly, this is going too far.
Change your shirt. Hello? Yes, Birdie. Yes, you're very welcome.
That's all I need now is Birdie.
Yes, dear. Come over. Yes. What did you hear? Well, that's right. They're trying to raise a committee and sufficient funds and financial assistance to start a recreation committee center in the village.
Over my dead body. It will be started.
Look, please. Yes, but I didn't hurt. Well, they're going to hire teachers. Well, if you got a diploma, Birdie, I don't know of the qualifications. Uh-huh. Well, we have to hire teachers so the children will be occupied all their waking hours and not be free to roam about.
Only see that you don't roam.
What? cause the war. Why then, it unsettles the minds of the youthful individuals.
Individuals.
Caused by this. Well, it takes financial assistance to of a very large nature. For teenage children.
Teenage.
Shake, please.
But, George. Mr. Goldberg and George's idea.
George.
Yes.
He should be on a scaffold, and she's putting him on a pedestal.
All right, Bertie. All right. Goodbye.
Molly.
Put another chair.
What am I running here, a reformatory?
Jake, please, if it's in my power to save a human being.
Molly, get a sunbonnet and join the Salvation Army.
I don't need a sunbonnet. And if we all try to save human beings like the Salvation Army, would there be any harm? I don't need a bonnet. Don't give me bonnets. Please, I need a heart and a little understanding. Salvation. Get the dictionary. Analyze the word. S-A-L-V-A. Get the dictionary. Look it up. Sal. Sal is what? Sal is to save. Is the opposite from waste. Everybody's so particular now about wasting. Don't waste that and don't waste this and don't waste that. We have to learn a little bit, darling, not only to save things, we have to save human beings.
When they are worth saving.
Who are we to say what is worth and what is not? If there's just a speck, it's not worth saving. It's not. George, don't stop.
Mrs. Goldberg, this is going too far.
My words.
I'm going to tell them all the truth of the meeting tonight. I can't go on with this act.
George,
Molly.
I'm only saying.
Let me go away. You've been great to me, but I...
When you go, George, I want you to go with Grace. She's your wife, and she's the mother of which will be your child. When you both leave here, I want to feel that some good has come from evil. And don't disturb my faith in people, George. And you said yourself you wanted Grace to tell everything herself. That's the only way there'll be some hope for your life together.
But I...
Then abide with me, George. Abide with me. Be here at the meeting. Help where you can. Mr. Constable, Mr. Newton thinks you are what you are. Be what he thinks you are. Be what he thinks you are. Don't you want to help the young boys and girls?
Molly, you're digging a pit for yourself.
So I'll fall in, not anybody else. Who's there already?
It's Mary Foote and Constable Newton, Ma.
Mary Foote and Constable Newton? So I have to go up, take my apron, have to go up and change myself. And George?
Yes, Mrs.
Head high, shoulders back, be a man to the full. And let your experience be a benefit to mankind. See that everybody's seat is very careful and comfortable. Leave all the doors open so there'll be a draft in the meeting. And Rosalie, put more ice in the lemonade. And put on cookies. I'll be down directly.
George, this is going too far.
Come upstairs with me better, Rosalie, yes.
All right.
Help me. I can't zip my black satin dress.
Are you going to wear your black satin, Ma?
I'm going to wear my black satin. Come up. You didn't dust the steps, I see.
I'm sorry.
Did you have a dust rag in your hand all day long? A book in one hand and a dust rag in the other hand? No wonder the dust is still standing.
I'll do it, Ma.
What's the matter? You don't like my black satin?
I'd like it if it wasn't so tight on you.
With my present aggravation, it'll be loose.
All right.
You don't think my periwinkle is too jolly for a meeting of such a serious nature?
I don't know why you can't wear your blue linen, Ma.
All right, so wear my blue linen. All right, so you don't have to help me. You can go down and put the ice in the lemonade.
Ma, if I put the ice in the lemonade now, then by the time everybody gets here, it'll all be melted and we don't have much ice.
So you'll run over to Marcia's. Maybe she'll help you out with ice. Go.
Ma, where are you going?
I'm going into Grace.
For what, Ma?
I don't know yet.
Are you going to tell her anything?
I'll see.
Are you going to tell her that you know?
That's not. I want her to tell me herself that she isn't what she is.
You'll never hear that from Grace.
It's me.
Mother?
Mother. Every time I hear her say mother, I could...
Can I come in?
Yes.
Dr. Kate said that she could get out of bed.
And quiet. And downstairs, Rosalie. And see how everything is arranged. You hear me?
Mother?
Uh-huh. How do you feel, Grace?
Oh, much better.
You look very much better. That's good, dear.
So glad to be here with you.
I am also.
I'll never leave you, even when Sammy comes back.
Car?
What's that?
The car. The town folks are all coming over tonight for a meeting.
What kind of meeting?
Well, it has something to do with the delinquent children. Oh, that's a very big problem. And George is heading the financial committee.
Oh.
You look so surprised.
George, Grace. George Stevens.
He's the head of the financial committee.
Why didn't you tell me about it before?
Well, it was...
How is it that George...
Well, he had a very difficult childhood, Grace. A very difficult childhood. And he knows, he knows what neglect can lead to. He knows from his own experience what can happen to people. How one thing leads to another thing, and how a life of crime don't pay, no matter how star-spangled it seems. And the end is always not so good. So he wants to help the boys and the girls.
Very noble.
Oh, it's very noble. Very noble gentleman. Very noble gentleman. I got to know George very well in the last few days. Wonderful character. Golden and silver. Very fine. So fine even that the constable made him financial secretary of the entire undertaking. And Grace, you know, all the checks goes to him.
That must make him very happy.
Oh, very happy, very happy. And if you feel well enough, Grace, darling, why don't you come down to the meeting, huh?
Ma, everybody's here.
I'm coming. Do you need any help, Grace, to get up?
No, thank you.
Grace, are you coming down to the meeting?
I wouldn't miss it for anything in the world.
Well, just who is the lamb being led to the slaughter here is not easy to tell. It's supposed to be Grace being led to a reformation, but Grace thinks it's Molly. Now that George is in a position to take care of finances. Say, a lady from Texas writes she'd like to meet the whole Goldberg family. And she says, I'd like to meet the Dozen family, too, especially Unky. He's a dear. Well, she should have seen Unky yesterday when he told me...
Hey, Clayton, you said Duz washes everything.
Well, Unky, I...
So I tried washing my new parrot with Duz.
What, your parrot?
Yeah, the darn parrot almost bit my finger off.
Say, are you sure Duz does wash everything?
Unky, Duz does wash everything that's washable. I didn't say anything about parrots.
Oh.
But I did say this new kind of soap does work shirts, towels, to pretty rayon slips. Why, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Duz gives longer life to the nice colors you wash, plus unsurpassed whiteness for towels and real cleaning power for the grimiest work clothes. So you see, ladies, Duz really does everything in your wash. And friends, Duz sends you this wartime reminder. All soaps contain vital war materials, so don't waste Duz. Measure it carefully into your machine. See to it every bit of Duz you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Grace compliments her husband on his cleverness. But that's only the beginning of wisdom. And Molly's. This is Clayton Collier speaking for Procter & Gamble and saying, do as the Dozens do. Let Duz, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.